Time to talk to Captain Bobby right now with the fishing report on Mobile Mornings.
It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, McConnell Buick GMC, and Grander Marine. The star of the show, my main man, Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing Adventures. Hey, brother.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm good. We have not talked since. Did you poke your head out there for snapper at all?
I did not, man. We fished all weekend, and as you were down there, so you know it was a little bit on the breezy side this weekend. A little too breezy for me, let me put it that way.
Me too. We were sitting at the west end of Dolphin Island looking across at the boats beating. They were coming around the corner. I said, yeah, I'm going to let the snapper have it this weekend and stay inshore. And I know you want to talk about a inshore technique, and I think on my list of there was fire and the wheel. And airplanes and jet engines and the internet as great inventions of all time. Can we add to that the slip cork rig for fishing Mobile Bay?
Look, that's exactly right, man. Any deep water structure fishing, that thing is just hard to beat. I personally have a love hate relationship with it. I can't stand using it, but buddy, it is effective. And without getting into too much, we got a 5-minute report or so. It'd take us an hour and a half to explain the thing. But the main thing I wanted to do at this point, when the water temperature starts getting up in the mid-70 degree range and above, which is where we are right now, you have to move off to some of that deeper structure. That's the time to use that slip cork. And the main thing I just wanted to touch on, a couple things as you start using that thing, is, first of all, see if you can get some places where you can get the bait drifting with the direction of the tide and the wind. In other words, try and get in some areas where the wind's not against the tide, and let that bait drift naturally. That's what makes that thing work so well. You just all too often see people throw it out there and stick it in the rod holder, and you're just changing the whole way that the thing's supposed to be used. And there's some other stuff we'll talk about, as we proceed mm-hmm. through this summertime fishing about it. But that's probably the main thing I'd leave you with or talk about, is making sure that you're drifting that thing and that the bait's moving naturally with the current. The other thing is, when you start fishing, 10 to 14 foot water columns, don't be afraid to move that thing up and move the depth on that thing up and down a foot or two. It's surprising to me. How it doesn't seem like much, but just 1 foot in depth change will make a big difference in some of those places. So that's two tips on using that complicated thing. If you want to see what it looks like, if you're not familiar with it, it's on our website at ateamfishing.com. You go to one of the fishing techniques tabs there, and it'll show you a diagram of the one that I use. We'll be talking a lot more about it as we go through these summer months.
Yeah, just plug two. People can go back and search our archives on podcast and go to the shows we have with Bobby, where we've broken down fishing with different techniques, and get the slip cork technique as well. The other end of that is the bait. How's bait been? Easy finding shrimp right now?
It is when they can get out. The problem, like we were just talking about with the wind, is not only does it limit the areas that you can fish, but those poor guys can't get out there and catch bait. So, I would highly recommend that if you're going to be using bait, to check around before you spend a bunch of time chasing it in the morning, especially when we have these windy days, and Lord knows we've had some wind lately. Make sure that the shop that you're planning on using is going to be open with some bait. But again, if they can get out and get it, they're doing a great job of keeping the tanks full.
Good deal. Captain Bobby, tell folks if they want to get a trip booked with you now or going on through the summer or even looking to fall fishing, how do they do that?
Go to ateamfishing.com, Sean. That's our website, and it's got our contact information on there. You can just hit us through the phone or email us a little form, and we'll get you fixed up.
Good stuff, Bobby. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by Grander Marine, McCoy Outdoor Company, and McConnell Buick GMC.
If he was explaining how to rake the yard, I would listen to Captain Bobby. Yeah. Because he just is got he's just an interesting guy. I mean, the slip cork, I wasn't sure what that's all about. But
well, you can go. It's a way to adjust the depth.
Yeah.
So instead of having a fixed cork,
yes,
it has a piece of thread that you slide, and it lets you adjust the depth, so you can be using a cork in 12 or 14 feet of water, like you were saying.
And it can make a big difference.
Oh, it makes a big difference. Two, right? There's a lot of boxes of fish that come in Mobile Bay in the summertime that are courtesy of the slip cork, that's for sure.
Interesting. Thanks again to Captain Bobby. It is 7:57 with Dan and Sean. We do expect Councilman Ben Reynolds to join us a little after 8 o'clock this morning on Mobile Mornings. Also, Rob Holbert from Lanyap Mobile joins us at the bottom of the hour. Text line is open for you, 251-343-0106.